.174 batting average.
Hagelin. Nominee number two is Milwaukee's Gorman Thomas, the Brewers' home run king. Alas, Thomas hit no homers, batted only .115, but offset these two negatives by striking out seven times, more than anyone in the entire World Series. But now it's time for the envelope. The winner of the coveted 1982 World Series Award is... neither of the above.
Oh, that's a bunch of
boo. Oh, actually, the 1982 Choke Award winner is Milwaukee pitcher Don Sutton. Reason. In game two, with a chance to send the Brewers home with an almost insurmountable 2-0 series lead, Sutton blew leads of 3-0, then 4-2. Final time. Then in game six, with an opportunity to nail it down for Milwaukee, Sutton saw his series ERA balloon to a monstrous 7.84 when he chose to play a little game of line drive with the St. Louis Bats. It was indeed an awesome showing by Sutton, 1982 winner of the coveted World Series Choke Award. In fact, only San Diego manager Dick Williams is eloquent enough to describe Don Sutton's performance.
You talk about chicken sh**.
How do you do? I'm Jim Healy on KLAC Los Angeles, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 9.9 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating Datsun dealer. By Texaco, makers of Haviland Supreme Motor Oil, and other top quality Texaco products. By Great Western Savings, over 200 locations, a new brand of banking. Headline, Los Angeles Society Journalist Bill.
The flag is up.
Your new horse racing writer talks today of a two-year-old thoroughbred named Copeland. C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D. Correction. Tell your racing expert, Journalist Bill, that it's simply Copeland. There's no D on the end.
The flag is up.
Headline. Of course, I don't know why he should spell the horse's name correctly. After all, Copeland is just an obscure little horse who's never been beaten to the finish line in his life and almost a cinch to be named two-year-old of the year.
The flag is up.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Headline, Metro Media Square, program reminder. Nightly on KLAC, we also air at 4:30 and 6:30 p.m.
Say what?
4:30 and 6:30, you know. Dateline, Milwaukee, World Series postmortems. About 10,000 people on hand today when the Milwaukee Brewer players rode into County Stadium in a motorcade. Tagline, though the Brewers had just been beaten in the World Series by an obviously better team, the fans screamed, "We're number one! We're number one!" Comment. I think the people who live in Milwaukee stop by the drinking fountain a little too often.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Stay tuned. Headline, Los Angeles follow-up memory quiz. 1 year ago, what was the highlight of the big town downtown Los Angeles parade honoring the world champion LA Dodgers? Here's a hint. Answer, the no-show by Fernando Valenzuela. Headline, Los Angeles World Series television check. Last night's final game got the best TV numbers of the entire series here, a 37.3 rating and 61% audience share.
Okay.
Translation. Nearly 2,700,000 TV viewers for the series last night, Greater L.A. Dateline, Cockeysville, Maryland.
Say what?
That's the name of a town. Today, 31st day of the pro football strike, owners and players negotiators met only sporadically, absolutely no progress indicated.
A wonderful.
Stay tuned. Headline, Washington, D.C. Update, pro football strike situation. lawyer for the NLRB says he'll file an unfair labor practices complaint against the NFL owners, result of their current negotiations with the player. Yeah, that'll really settle. Dateline, Cockeysville, Maryland.
Say what?
Oh, come on, give me a break. Here's tonight's What's in a Name department.
A waterfall.
Yes. Some wire stories blame the origin of the current pro football owners players strike talks, negotiating talks, as a town called Hunt Valley, Maryland. Other wire stories, however, use a Cockeysville dateline.
Say what?
Oh, come on, you guys. Stay tuned. Dateline, Metro Media Square. Follow-up answer to the puzzle. Authority Don Kelly contends Cockeysville is right.
Say what?
Reason. A large firm, a well-known firm, built a hotel in Cockeysville, which is 10 miles north of Baltimore, called it the Hunt Valley Inn, sought to change the name of the town to Hunt Valley from Cockeysville.
Say what?
Tagline. Lay off. I got a long way to go tonight. Tagline. But they were reportedly successful in changing the name to Hunt Valley, so the town's name remains the same. The correct dateline is Cockeysville.
Say what?
Dateline, Los Angeles. Quickie television quiz. That half hour, you're breaking me up tonight, Slick.
Say what?
Breaking me up. That half hour TV special on the LA Football Raiders' Marcus Allen, produced by Bob Speck, that aired here night before last. Was it a TV winner or a TV loser? Answer, a winner. 21.6 rating and 32% audience share.
A waterfall.
Dateline, St. Louis. Mr. Malaprop Department. So we've got another guy who butchers the language. Milwaukee Brewer manager Harvey Keene.
Yeah.
Did you catch Keene on the post-game TV interview last night?
Yeah, I did.
Well, and you heard him saying the Brewers, even in defeat, quote, can hang their heads high. In Los Angeles, today's best scoop by LA Herald Examiner sports editor Alan Malamud, who headlined this story today. Quote, the Dodgers will sign star first baseman Steve Garvey to a four-year contract. Stay tuned. Dateline, Metro Media Square, follow-up comment. I checked it out with my sources, details upcoming, but my sources indicate there are 95 chances in 100 that the LA Herald story is accurate. Stay tuned. Headline, Dodger Stadium. Follow-up phone call. Though I was convinced of the accuracy of the newspaper story, I phoned the Dodgers at 3:25 this afternoon to hear their response. Sort of professional courtesy.
Yeah.
You'd know. Now, you must know this about the Dodger organization. It's all business. It keeps its nose to the grindstone. All offices open daily, 9 to 5. Stay tuned. Dateline, Metro Media Square. Update. So at only 3:25 this afternoon, I called the private number of the LA Dodgers Public Relations Publicity Offices. I was told that one press agent was out of town and the other had left early today.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Dateline, Los Angeles. Added details, LA Herald exclusive. Alan Malamud reported that the Dodgers will sign Steve Garvey to a four-year contract worth $1 million-plus per year, that they will then put one of Garvey's young heir apparents at first base, either Mike Marshall or Greg Brock, in a package to get a much-needed catcher, Tony Pena of Pittsburgh. Stay tuned. Dateline, Los Angeles. Follow-up game of semantics. Remember, the Herald story began like this. The Dodgers will sign first baseman Steve Garvey to a four-year contract. Will sign him. Paper didn't say the Dodgers had signed Garvey.
Yeah,
so stay tuned for the Dodgers' very nifty denial. Deadline, Dodger Stadium, follow-up denial. L.A. Dodger Vice President Al Campanis says tonight, quote, we are continuing negotiations with Steve's representatives, but there is no truth to the report He has signed. Has signed. Come on. Well, who the hell ever said Garvey had already signed? Stay tuned. Dateline, San Diego, added detail, Steve Garvey's situation. His agent tonight says no definite deal has yet been made. Comment. Well, what else is he going to say? Technically, the agent is right. And the agent is also parroting what the Dodgers are saying. Might be the smart thing to do. Dateline, Metro Media Square. Prediction, Steve Garvey. He is scheduled to become a free agent in 15 days. 15 days. Tagline. So if the Dodgers indeed sign Steve Garvey to a new contract, would they wait, suspense-wise, till close to the, say, 14th or 15th day? I don't know that. I'm just asking.
Stay tuned.
Dateline, Los Angeles, tip to sports editor. Is it true? Earlier this week, Steve Garvey was still hanging tough on a firm five-year contract from the LA Dodgers, but his agent was encouraging Steve to settle for four if they could get it, with the fifth year non-guaranteed, but offering Garvey a spot in the Dodger organization.
Stay tuned.
Dateline, Los Angeles. Confidential background, Steve Garvey's finances. For the past several years, he has made such an enormous amount of money outside baseball. Garvey, at least till the divorce, reportedly has simply banked and invested his L.A. Dodger paycheck, has made probably twice as much outside as the Dodgers have paid him. Dateline, Metro Media Square. Follow-up conclusion. In other words, the kicked-around $1 million a year new contract with the Dodgers, probably less than free agent Steve Garvey could command from another team, is not that big a deal. Reason: Garvey makes a ton outside baseball, as many many personal appearances as he wants, it seems, plus other income, including television commercials. Hang on. In fact, one TV commercial alone reportedly paid Garvey around 100,000 za. Myself rooting for St. Louis in the World Series. Reason: Cards were the better team, and you like to see the better team win.
Oh, shut up.
Who'd you like, Mr. President? Tagline. Incidentally, in all but the third game won by St. Louis 6-2, in which the overs and unders line was 8.5 runs, in the other six games, if you took the overs, you would have been the winner. They scored more runs than the overs and unders line.
Yeah, they did.
Come in a little earlier there, will you please? Headline, Dodger Stadium, overheard. If indeed the Dodgers are going to bring Steve Garvey back and trade away one of his heir apparents at first base, Greg Brock or Mike Marshall, Dodgers always have the other one to fall back on if Garvey, 34 this December, suddenly shows his age. Hang on. That way, it could cost the Dodgers only money. And they've kissed that away before. Dave Golds, Don Stanhouse.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Dateline, Metro Media Square. Tonight's final comment, Steve Garvey. He has said if he cannot stay with the L.A. Dodgers, he would like to remain in the National League. Tagline. Garvey is also indicated strongly, and we understand this to be 100% true, he has down the line plans to run for the United States Senate from California, Republican ticket. In fact, Garvey was at Pete Wilson's fundraiser in Century City the other night. Conclusion: if Steve Garvey wants to keep his political name alive in California, if he wants to remain in the National League, not a hell of a lot of other big cities to play in besides Los Angeles here, are there?
Yeah, there are.
No, there aren't. Dateline, New York City, tonight's hottest baseball prediction from Milton Richmond, UPI's baseball sharp sports editor. The John McNamara will be the California Angels' next manager. He says McNamara is also being sought at both Milwaukee and Baltimore, but he predicts the UPI sports editor, John McNamara, next manager of the California Angels. Dateline, Dodger Stadium. Attention, Associated Press, UPI, and all sports editors. Is this the hottest trade speculation on the LA Dodgers possibly acquiring catcher Tony Peña from Pittsburgh? That the Dodgers will give the Pirates Mike Marshall and either hard-throwing reliever Alejandro Peña or catcher Mike Soto. Dateline, Dodger Stadium. Final ad, today's L.A. Dodger intrigue. Is it true a Dodger staff meeting of department heads was scheduled for 10:30 a.m. this morning, but shortly after the L.A. Herald story on the possible re-signing of Steve Garvey broke, that meeting was postponed till 10:30 tomorrow morning?
Jim Healy, you've got a horse.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say they were connected.
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't.
Hi, this is Bob.
Deadline, St. Louis. Very final chapter, 1982 World Series. St. Louis police were prepared for the 5,000 fans who stormed the field after last night's game. They had police dogs at standing guard. Police dogs standing guard on the field. Result. Didn't control the crowd much, but the police dogs did manage to bite three people and send them to the hospital. Three cops.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
That's the sports picture, the complete sports story right up to the moment, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 9.9 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating Datsun dealer. By Texaco, makers of Haviland Supreme Motor Oil and other top quality Texaco products. By Great Western Savings, over 200 locations, a new brand of banking. Jim Healy, good night.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad that I wasn't there. I would not have wanted to have been bitten by... What's those dogs there? I'm going to jump on the freeway right now at exactly... down, boy. At exactly 9 minutes before 6 o'clock and 5...